Ryan Cook joins us. He is the director of operations at Herd Hospitality. Herd owns Milwaukee Broadhouse in Shorewood and right here in downtown Milwaukee, Jack's American Pub and Worst Bar on Brady Street. So you kind of get those three different communities to shuttle people to the game. How was last night's experience leaving from each one of the locations? I saw one of the Broadhouse shuttles heading out of downtown. There was a huge crowd there for sure.
It was great. The vibes are great. There's nothing like postseason baseball.
Yeah. So,
crowd's getting excited.
Good. So how important has the shuttle business been to all your locations in order to drive additional revenue for you?
It's been crucial on Brewer Games. I remember way back when, before we started doing the shuttles and before it became more of a thing for bars and taverns to do, Brewer Games could be kind of a ghost town because all the guests are going over to the game.
Yeah. And now it almost seems like an expectation that bars and restaurants need to have shuttle service because fans are demanding it. It just makes it so much easier to get in and out of the ballpark.
Right. You don't have to worry about traffic. You don't have to worry about, you know, having a designated driver. We'll take care of that for you.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, kind of, why did you start it on Brady? It seems like, you know, I mean, it's obviously natural near the ballpark.
Right.
But Brady, not as natural because you're a little bit further away. Kind of why there and how successful has it been?
It's been really good for us. Well, you know, once you own the shuttles, you want to keep them moving as much as possible. So we brought it over to Brady because we already had a fleet for the downtown Brat House. Brady Street creates a whole bunch of different logistical challenges. I mean, driving down there in just a car is a little tough. So just getting the buses to have the space to pull up and grab guests can be challenging.
How successful has it been, though, on Brady?
Very, very successful. We've expanded it to like some Bucks games as well.
Okay.
And it's been very successful at our Shore location as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, kind of moving it north, the North Shore location in Shorewood seems to always be busy for any event. But I drove past yesterday and, you know, it was packed post game with the shuttles dropping off people.
Right. I mean, we have, like you said, we have the four bars in downtown. And then I think our fleet is now up to 13 buses at this point. And just keeping those all on the road and keeping up maintenance, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
How many people did you move yesterday about?
I haven't gotten the text back on that, but it's going to be higher.
Okay.
Because a deep playoff run, excitement grows, but people seem hungry for this. It's already
excellent. Cool. That's great.
And every bar does it a little differently. How does the Brat House do it in terms of paying for the shuttle and guaranteeing you can get on and off?
It is a complimentary shuttle. So if you come in, you buy a drink at a bar, our bartenders or servers will give you a wristband.
Okay.
And then that just shows that, hey, this person's on our bus. We'll take anyone back to the bar after the game, but we'll give priority to people with our wristbands.
Okay.
Globally, Ryan, how's the bar industry in Greater Milwaukee changed over the last few years?
It's interesting because it's changing beyond the fads of what people are drinking. I remember when I first started, in the bar industry, craft beer was huge. And then it kind of started to settle down. And then recently, seltzers were huge. And now it just seems the big shift is the generation kind of coming up behind me.
Mm-hmm.
The people come in early 20s right now don't seem to be drinking as much.
Yeah, interesting.
And they don't seem as price sensitive on what they drink.
Okay. So what are they drinking?
Yeah.
High Noon is super popular now.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not the cheapest seltzer out there.
Okay.
So they're
going for a little bit more quality maybe. What about the NAs? Do you have NAs on tap? Are you seeing more demand there?
Yeah, a ton more demand. We just got done with Harvest Fair because Worst Bar has a permanent stand on the state fairgrounds, and I was shocked at how many people were looking for NAs at State Fair and Harvest Fair.
That's good. It's good to hear. So finally, Ryan Cook is the director of operations at Herd Hospitality. If you're at the Milwaukee Brat House, either in Shorewood or downtown here, you get kind of those two 10-ounce beers when you order. What's that all about?
Well, okay, so that's the big question at Brat House. So our original owner, one of the owner's older brother, he passed away in 2008, and he was a Marine. And when him and his buddy would come back into the States, they would go to McSorley's in New York, which is one of the oldest pubs in the country. And if you go there, you get a choice of a light or a dark beer. They serve them in those exact same mugs. So he just brought that to Milwaukee when they decided to open
up
the
bar. What a cool tradition.
Yeah. That's Cheers. Cool. You get that. It feels like two for one. Also, right.
I mean, having one beer in each hand is not a bad thing, is it, Jeff?
That's right. Good thing. All right. Ryan Cook, Director of Operations at Herd Hospitality. Appreciate your time this morning. Go Brewers. All the best for the rest of the playoff run.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.